Title, Foundation. Foundation and Empire, Second Foundation. Author, Isaac Asimov. Part number 6. Part title, Flight from the Mule. Encyclopedia Galactica, 116th edition. Entry, Terminus, subscript. The invasion forces of the Mule encountered no opposition when they poured down onto the landing fields of the capital. The proclamation of occupation was made 24 hours after the appearance of Hari Seldon before the former mighty rulers of the Foundation. Now only the planets of the independent traders stood firm, and it was against them that the power of the Mule now turned itself.
Beta, that you?
Yes.
Come out here.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Where have you been?
Down to the Bureau of Production.
Whatever for?
Oh, I just felt I couldn't bear it any longer at the factory. Torren, morale just doesn't exist anymore. The girls are breaking down crying, and those who don't cry complain. And for the last few days, there have been two or three saying we ought to make peace with the Mule.
What, surrender?
They say Terminus surrendered. And it seems to be all right for everybody except the mayor. Everything's back to normal.
Normal?
I know. Anyway, I wanted to see if the situation's any better on the rest of Haven, so I went to the Bureau of Production and asked a few questions. Just as bad. All over Haven. Falling production, increasing absenteeism, and a growing feeling that it isn't worth fighting anymore. Even some sabotage.
Really?
The chief statistician I talked to didn't seem to care much either. Just shrugged and said it was beyond him. You know what all this reminds me of?
No.
It seems as if all these people have that same awful feeling of frustration I had in the Time Vault, when Seldon seemed so irrelevant.
Yes.
You felt it too, didn't you?
I still do. If I don't resist it.
And it gets harder to resist. It's like a voice inside your head. Mm. Like your own private voice. It's pointless to resist the Mule over and over.
My lady, you're back. I'll bring you some food.
Oh, thank you, Magnifico.
Good to see someone who's not depressed. Anyway, it may not be quite as bleak as it seems. Mises meeting Father tonight. I think they may be working out some kind of resistance.
I hope so. Oh, I'm so tired.
There you are, my lady.
Now rest your feet. Lie back. Don't worry. Professor Meese and Commander Francois will come up with something. Have confidence in them, my lady. I have.
That's just what none of us do have, Magnifico. Confidence.
Don't you sleep anymore?
Hardly. I seem to like the night more than the day just lately. I feel better because I know people aren't looking at me, hoping they'll see some confidence in me that isn't in them anymore.
Mm.
Do you feel it too, this miserable feeling of inevitable defeat?
Oh, everybody feels it. What can you expect? A whole culture has been brought up on the firm, blind belief that a folk hero of the past has planned everything for us, taken care of everything for us. Now, it's quite like the old-time religious beliefs, and you know what that means. People's characters have been affected, even formed, by faith in Seldon. They can't change their characters, their personality. But they can't avoid seeing that Seldon is no longer watching over us. So, you get hysteria, a morbid sense of insecurity, depression, even insanity. Well, you know the suicide rate is soaring all over Haven.
I know. As if we'd been leaning on Seldon, and now without something to lean on, we can't stand up straight because our muscles have atrophied.
Yeah, that's it. Atrophy.
Do you see any way out?
No, but there has to be one.
But Selden's projections...
Look, Selden failed to guarantee us against the mule, Fran, but he didn't guarantee defeat either. Selden's just out of the game now. We're on our own, and the mule can be beaten.
How?
By attacking in strength, where he's weak.
Where is he weak?
Well, Matt, I don't know yet. But he must have a weakness. Look, Fran, the mule is not a Superman.
He is a mutant.
Well, a mutant doesn't mean Superman, usually the opposite. Look, every year, throughout the galaxy, there are several million mutants born. In the vast majority of cases, their mutation is imperceptible. The rest, whose mutation is obvious, almost all are defective in some way. Freaks, if you like. It's an absolutely minute number who have any advantageous mutation.
It doesn't matter how minute the number is. If a mule is one of them, one is enough.
All right. Let's suppose he does have some attribute, probably a mental attribute, which can be used to his advantage, even to the extent of conquering other people, even other worlds. All right. Maybe he can see in another dimension. Maybe he can read other people's thoughts. All right. It's almost certain that he'll have some corresponding deficiency, balancing his extra ability. I don't know why, but nature seems to work like that. And if he didn't have some serious fault or weakness, he wouldn't be such a recluse, so frightened of showing himself.
In that case, we've got to keep working on the mule's clown.
It's useless. I'm beginning to think he may have been brainwashed, specially so the mule could use him as a pretext for that first attack on the Foundation. Either that, or he's naturally simple-minded, or both. Anyway, it means I must work at what facts I have. There are some strange anomalies there.
Such as?
The mule smashed the Foundation fleets almost at will, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were desertions, surrenders, finally a complete breakdown of the will to resist. Now, the fleets protecting Haven and the other enclaves are much weaker than the Foundation forces were, yet there have been no desertions and no retreat. Only the mule's first use of the extinguishing field against the atomic defenses of Neymar, only that, really worked for him. He's never used it successfully against any trader planet since then. And yet against the Foundation forces, it worked again and again. Now, why? It just seems illogical. But it can't be illogical. There must be some factors we're just not aware of.
Treachery?
No. No, friend, look how easily he took Terminus itself. And yet there wasn't a man on that planet who wasn't certain of victory because of the Selden plan. Who would betray a side that was certain to win?
Yes, but now we're certain to lose. If the mule had 1,000 weaknesses, I still can't see any way that we can...
Do you think Haven can resist the mule?
Yes, we can. Yeah. We can, but I don't think we will. I'm pretty sure that before long, I'm going to be the only one left on the Governing Council who doesn't want to surrender. Mm. That's why I asked to see you, Mies. I want you to leave Haven while there's still time.
Fran,
You are the Foundation's greatest psychologist. You're our only chance of defeating the mule. You can't hope to do that from Haven.
Well?
I think that you should go to what's left of the Empire.
To Trantor?
Yes, to Trantor. The Imperial Library is still there. And I think that there just might be something in that library, some knowledge, some technique that might help you to break through Magnifico's empty memory.
But Magnifico would never go without Beta, and Beta wouldn't go without Torin.
I've arranged a ship that'll take you all.
Ah.
Will you agree to go?
Yes, but frankly, as I said, I think Magnifico's memory is a dead end, a permanent vacuum.
Maybe. But there is another reason for going to Trantor. It's where Selden lived and worked, where he planned the Foundations, both of them. There is another Foundation at the other end of the galaxy, if the myths are true. Now, the library might contain some evidence, some clue as to where it is. That's the most important part of the mission. Selden might not be of any use anymore, but we could still get help from this second Foundation if we could find it. It's our only chance. You must find the second Foundation.
29, 25, 25, 7.
21, 6, 21, 0.
Plus 2, 0, 2, minus 5.
Name?
Han Pritcher, former captain of Foundation Intelligence, now captain of Liberation Movement.
Sit down, there.
What's the plaster for?
You, if you're not who you say you are, or who you think you are.
Who are you?
My name is Aurum Pally.
I gave the code.
I know. You are Han Pritcher. The question is, are you still you?
What?
Sit down.
Thank you.
You remember Levar of Group 3?
Of course. He led the attack on the armaments factory.
He's with the Mule.
He's what?
Together with Gare, Noth, and Wallach. So why not Pritcher? What does it matter? If they have Noth, they have my name, so it's really you who are in new danger, not me.
Look, if you have no organization here, where can I find one? The Foundation may have surrendered, but I have...
Sit down, Pritcher. Look, you can't wander forever. Men of the Foundation need travel permits to move around nowadays, you know that? And identity cards, do you have one? And all the officers of the old Navy have been ordered to the nearest occupation headquarters. Have you obeyed that order?
No, look, I'm not running through fear. I was on Kalgan not long after it fell to the Mule. Within a month, not one of its officers was at large, because they were the natural leaders of any revolt. We know that no revolution can be successful without the control of a good part of the fleet.
And evidently the Mule knows it too.
Anyway, I threw out my uniform and grew this beard. I hope perhaps some of the others have done the same. We can meet and act.
Do you want my advice?
If you have any.
I don't know what the Mule is up to, but until now he hasn't harmed the skilled workers. Pay rates have soared and the production of atomic weapons is growing every day.
So the Mule is going to continue his offensive?
Perhaps. Maybe he's just soothing the workers into submission. If Seldon couldn't work out the Mule with psychohistory, I'm sure I can't. Now, you're wearing work clothes, right?
But I'm not a skilled worker.
But you have a grounding in atomics.
Yeah?
Well, that's all you'll need. You go to the nearest atomic field equipment plant and tell them you have experience. They won't ask questions. They need all the workers they can get to help with the profits. They'll give you an identity card and workers' accommodation. With that, you will not be questioned. And you can wait until the opportunity for action occurs. Well?
All right, Pally, I'll do it. But remember, I'm not a worker, I'm a soldier. And I won't wait forever. Months I've wasted in that factory and I could have been doing something.
What? Look, I'll tell you. Sit down, Pritcher.
No.
You've been in that factory, not wasted, for 3 months. Time enough to be ready to do a bit of private work.
What private work?
I want you to make a bomb. A very small atomic bomb with time control that can be held under the tongue, right?
Under the... Whose head are you going to blow off?
Yours. We've located the Mule. He's in the ex-mayor's palace. Now, you've been there and know the layout. In fact, you've been in the mayor's private office.
Yeah?
Pritcher, this is our only chance. The Mule has upset Selden's plan. One man, one mutant, has upset all Selden's psychohistory. If he had never lived, the Foundation would never have fallen. If he ceased to live, it would not remain fallen. Pritcher, the Mule must be destroyed.
Come on. Come on. Keep coming. Keep coming. Go! There's the room. And there's just 1 minute left.
By going now, I shall see him before we both die. The mule. Now, I think, is the time.
Oh, Captain Pritchard, do come in. And you really ought to spit out that foolish pellet. It'll make it so much easier to talk. It has been neutralized. Now do sit down, Captain.
So you are the mule?
The mule? Me? Oh, dear, no.
Oh.
Oh, no, I am just a humble servant, officially known as a viceroy.
How did you know I was here?
We know everything, Captain Pritchard.
You know who I am?
Oh, indeed we do. The mule's been looking forward to meeting the man who stole his crown. He rather admires you. Unfortunately, he's absent at the moment leading the fight against the independent traders, but that shouldn't take long. And he will be pleased to hear of your arrival. I do hope your conversion won't be difficult.
My conversion?
Yes, to the mule.
You won't convert me.
No, I won't. The mule will, if you don't volunteer of your own free will, that is. Either way, you'll soon be back in active service again, out in space. And not as humble captain either. You will be General Han Pritchard of the Galactic Army of the Mule.
The mule will not convert me.
But why not? Don't you see, all he's doing is speeding up the Selden plan. He is the fulfillment of the plan, just a little earlier than Selden calculated. Instead of having to wait for another 700 years before the dawn of the new empire, the mule is doing it now. Just imagine, Pritchard, one great unified galaxy. Galactic peace and prosperity forevermore. Oh, yes, only a fool could fail to be converted to such a worthwhile cause. Oh, take me, for instance. I was a stubborn fool before. I was independent, yes, what's called free. But not satisfied. Never satisfied. Now, I'm a perfectly contented man. A servant of the mule. You don't recognize me, do you?
Should I?
Well, you should, really. I know I look different without all the armor and the jewels, but we have met a couple of years ago. On Calgon.
The warlord of Calgon?
That was me. I was a loud-mouthed provincial warlord, and you were an underpaid, undervalued intelligence officer. And now I am a loyal viceroy of the Mule, and soon you'll be the same. A loyal general, a contented man. Oh, Captain Pritchard, I tell you, we are very fortunate men.
Torren, I'm getting something on the headset. Switch in the main system, will you?
What channel?
Green 11.
Have a special announcement. By order of our master, the Mule, Lord of the Galaxy, it is announced that at 07 today, the planet Haven, previously in futile opposition to the Mule's will, finally submitted to our Lord and Master. The surrender was unconditional, and apart from a few isolated and suicidal groups, it was warmly welcomed by the general public. All the citizens of Haven are now freed from their ignorant provincial overlords, free to be the servants of the Mule and citizens of his galactic empire. Praise to the Mule, citizens. Praise to the Mule.
I'm sorry, Torren. I'm truly sorry.
It lasted longer than the Foundation did, anyway. I'm sorry, Bate. I'm sorry.
My lady, Professor.
Yes,
what is it?
The scanner screen, Professor.
Hmm?
The rear view has picked up an object. Come and see. See? There. What is it?
Oh, it's a single spaceship. Bigger than we are. Gaining on us, too.
And we're at maximum speed.
Well, let them come alongside. There's no point in making them suspicious. Slow everything down. They'll be here in seconds, the rate they're traveling.
This is Patrol Ship 7 of the Felian world. You're on the space territory of Felian. Identify yourselves immediately.
Aware from the periphery, just
destination.
On a...
Destination?
Trantor sector.
Purpose of voyage?
Oh, just a pleasure trip.
Open your main hatch. I'm coming aboard.
Thank you. How many crew have you?
Just the four of us.
Travel documents?
Well, we have none.
So you have no permit to cross Felian space?
We never intended to come anywhere near Felian.
You have a qualified navigator.
Yes, but no charts.
I see. Well, that's an offence, of course. Who is your navigator?
I am.
Come with me, please.
Where to?
To my ship. I can give you a travel permit there. 50 credits. And a good chart, too. 100 credits. And, of course, you'll have to pay a fine for division navigation resulting in trespass. 100 credits. Come on, it'll only take a minute or so. And that man, too.
Me? Why, me?
We've had reports of piracy in this area. Your appearance is similar to one of the descriptions of a man wanted for questioning. I shall have to check you through our computer memory.
My lady!
Go with him, Magnifico. Everybody knows you're not a pirate, so you've got nothing to be frightened of.
They'll be back within minutes. Then you can continue your voyage.
Well, oh, thank goodness that's over.
Yeah. What happened, Torrance?
Just what he said. I bought a 50-credit visa, paid a 100-credit fine, and he sold me a chart of the whole system.
They're still following us, but keeping at a distance.
Yeah. Magnifico, what happened to you?
Nothing, Professor. They made me stand in front of a screen for a moment, but that was all.
I know one thing. That wasn't a Felian ship. It was a Foundation ship with a Foundation crew.
Foundation?
Yes, the mule is following us.
It's impossible.
It's a Foundation ship, all right. The panels, the engine tone, all the equipment was Foundation design.
But then, why didn't they just blast us? Yes. Why let us go?
Professor, yes? If I might, I wasn't going to say anything for fear of seeming foolish, but as we were leaving, I saw a man watching us from the control room. I think he was a commander. Our escort from here bowed to him, and I think it was the man who arranged our escape from Kalgan.
Han Pritchard.
Pritchard?
But he stayed to fight the mule.
Yes, my lady. But the mule has ways of changing a man's mind. I may have been mistaken, of course.
Torren, are they still behind us?
Yeah. At a distance, but still following.
Right. Now do everything you can to lose them.
Right.
The mule is looking for the same thing we're looking for, the second foundation. And he's hoping we'll lead him to it. So lose them, Torren, now.
Encyclopedia Galactica, 116th edition. Entry, Neo Trantor. Situation, two parsecs from the crumbling ruins of Trantor, the old galactic center of power. During the century after the sack of Trantor, it became the seat of the last dynasty of the First Empire. It was a shadow world and a shadow empire, and its existence is only of legalistic importance.
Bow down for His Highness the Emperor Dagobert the Ninth, Lord of all he surveys.
Rise. We're pleased to have visitors. It's not too often we have the opportunity of welcoming provincial visitors. You're most welcome.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
You're usually addressed as Highness.
Oh, I'm sorry, Highness.
We know you provincials have rather rough manners compared to ourselves. Quite natural, really. This is my son, the Prince Dagobert.
Highness?
He's addressed as Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Are you married?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Happily married?
Very, Your Majesty.
Pity. I like you.
You can't have everyone, you see. Go hunting or something. Get some fresh air and healthy exercise. We wish to discuss important matters with our visitors. Run along.
All right. I could make you happy, though.
He's a fine boy, don't you think? A little headstrong, perhaps, but a little too much ruled by his emotions, not quite enough by his brain. Still, we were young once. Once. Now, what are we saying? Oh, yes. Important matters. Oh, will you all be seated? Sit about.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, why don't you tell us? My memory.
He's a simpleton.
So many rulers are, my lord.
Highness, the purpose of our visit is a very simple one.
Oh, good. I don't like complicated things.
Highness, we came to beg a favor of you.
Mm-hmm.
We want to visit Old Trantor.
Old Trantor? We used to have our palace there. And then we came here. Can't quite remember why.
Yes, Highness, we're interested in visiting the Imperial Library on Old Trantor.
Library? Whatever for?
We're scholars, Highness. We're interested in knowledge, old and new.
Oh, you do surprise us. We have always found that old knowledge is very tedious stuff, and what little new knowledge has come our way has always seemed equally tedious, but rather more dangerous. Still, if that's what you want...
Yeah, it is, Your Highness. Do we have your permission to visit the library?
Oh, certainly. Is that all you want, though, just to visit a dusty old library?
That's all we want, Highness.
Well, off you go, then. Off you go. Oh, a first of... important matters. Yes. Well, tell us about the state of the galaxy. How are things in your part of our empire?
Everything's as you might expect, Titus.
Oh, good, that's a healthy sign. Change is a change for the worse, eh? Eh?
Yes, Your Highness.
And you, my dear, which province are you from?
From the Foundation.
Ah, yes. But whereabouts is that, then? Our empire is so large, you see, that even we are not always quite clear about the outer fringe, so to speak. Do tell us more, my dear, about this foundation place. What's the hunting like there, eh? All the girls as pretty as yourself. Do like a buxom girl, really do. Do tell us, my dear. Do tell us.
Well,